Welcome to Project Podcast. On my left, we have the warrior.
The warrior!
On my right, the 21st century writer.
The 21st century writer.
And myself.
The guy with the laptop.
Hi, guys.
Why do you do that timid voice? It makes no sense.
I think it makes perfect sense. Perfect sense.
Because if I talked like this through an entire podcast,
my throat will hurt.
I think it sounds
one
horrible.
Of the many reasons why my throat would hurt.
I'm sure a lot of women are turning up the volumes on their radio right now. Yeah, just for you.
Hello,
just
lovelies.
For you, Graham. Just for you, man. We're just.
I thought the ladies dug like accents that weren't they were foreign accents or some crap.
Foreign accents.
Like, all the foreign accents.
I come from a land of wonders and stuff.
Is that what you're into, Swan?
No,
because yeah, that's what I'm into.
We're with foreign accents.
Yeah, that's sexy.
That's pretty awesome.
That's sexy. Come on.
It adds to it if they can speak that language.
Absolutely, especially French. That's got to be one of the most French and Italian. That's got to be one of the most sexiest.
French. Like I saw this thing on like Dexter's Laboratory where he basically said something about cheese to girls, and they thought he was complimenting him. These girls, they're just like, say it again, Dexter, because they think he's so cool because he can speak French. It's so funny.
See, I love that. Dexter's I miss that show.
Here's the thing with French. I understand it, so I couldn't have a French one because. Like, I want someone who can tell me to shut the fuck up in another language, and I don't
know.
You have
no idea what you're saying.
All right, we're back to the central theme.
Great topic.
Yeah. But we're not here to talk about old cartoons. We can do that later.
Of course not.
Yeah. I love old cartoons.
Especially the 90s. They were
the
best.
Fantastic.
Best.
But beyond that.
Today is the continuation of kind of yesterday. The horror fest of October.
Yes.
The horror games.
Take our focus off of me wanting to kill Ada this time. disclaimer, I do not want to hate any women. I don't hate any real life women. I just hate Ada because she's kind of a digital bitch.
You heard it here, folks. Digital bitch.
It's now a thing.
Yeah, you gotta, like, type. I can see the comments now.
Just like,
yeah,
that's a running gag now.
Yeah, warrior. Yeah, warrior. Call that digital bitch out.
And you go, they'll go to like
digital bitch.
We need to write a song for that. Just like put it beside the podcast. Like,
they're gonna go to
songboard.
It'll sell.
Bitch.
I think it'll sell.
Isn't digital bitch like a Black Sabbath song?
So we need to
Black Sabbath wrote a song called Digital Bitch.
I think so.
Are you serious? Did you no way. No
oh,
way.
Man, I'm checking. I'm gonna go on
no,
the
no
chat,
way.
He's the guy with the laptop. Anyway, we'll get
yes.
back to you in a minute.
We were I think we were discussing yes, Resident Evil.
Resident Evil.
I love the games too much. Otherwise,
very good.
Japan as Biohazard.
Apparently, that's also a band.
I like
don't know where that
is. Copyrighted.
I like the original name. Biohazard just sounds so much cooler than Resident Evil.
Well, Resident Evil fit for the first game.
Yeah.
Because the first game took place on a residence. The second one took place in a city. This doesn't work. Yeah, well, I don't care.
Well, there's residences, plural, in the city, right? So would that make some kind
of
sense?
In the police station. I guess the police station, to a degree, can be called a residence.
I mean, the only stretch has got to be 4 and 5, right? Because that you're not staying in one spot.
Three is also a stretch, and Code Veronica, yeah. Code Veronica, you're going between a residence and this Arctic laboratory, so you're technically that's kind of almost a residence. So you have two residences in Code Veronica, and yeah, I know all the games. So
and of course, you can't have Resident without the evil, right? Because that just make the game boring.
Resident good.
I don't know. Yeah, just Resident. Like that's what I was telling. Yeah,
they could have called it. They could have called it something like Resident Biohazard or something, but that would have just sounded really stupid.
Yeah,
it was.
Yeah, just one word, Biohazard, that does sound pretty. I must agree with Laptop Guy. the Laptop Guy about Biohazard being just one word, Biohazard. That sounds like that catches your attention. You know?
Yeah, I love the opening screen in that game. Is awesome. It's so corny, and it's just this guy being like attacked by something, and he just like zooms in on his face where his eye is, and then it's just like boom, boom, like text appears and just goes Biohazard, or in the case of the English release, Resident Evil.
I remember seeing a trailer about the first awesome. One. First one, it was just a guy with a lantern, I think, going down a hallway.
I don't know, that was.
Excuse me, interruption. With all students going on a field trip with Mr. Bear today, please come to the front foyer now.
You're no!
Field trip. Guys, got to remember that, okay? Right, that was absolutely purposely that we purposely did that. All right, that wasn't an accident.
Totally,
okay,
totally scripted.
Just
that.
To let you guys
the
know,
the warrior guarantee.
If you're listening, to now, and you're like, "That's me," you're late.
Quickly get your ass over here and sign up because
anyway,
it's
anyway.
Yeah,
because
okay.
It's Wednesday.
I'm sorry,
you're
guys.
Probably listening to this on like a Saturday.
Branch out Resident Evil thing for one thing: the movies. Just for
oh,
brief,
the movies
for
are.
Because I don't want to get into that
oh.
full-on topic.
Oh, movies, dude, that's... Dude, oh, God. The movies have gotten horrible, man. Horrible.
I gave the first one leniency. It was an original story.
Yeah, I enjoyed the
then
first
the
one.
Second
the
one
second one
is,
one
like,
was...
taking my favorite game and one of the other fan-favorite games, smashing them together, cutting out, like, all the elements from the game that's my favorite,
yeah.
Resident Evil 2, just sticking with Resident Evil 3 Nemesis's idea... But making the main Alice have superpowers. What?
I didn't quite understand what the hell she was. Was she some kind of bio?
Well, I can tell
genetic
you the only reason why the series is still
woman,
going.
Or
it's not money. Well, it's kind
is
of
it,
money.
Is it based around the fans?
No.
Or like how is that
because,
franchise
it's
going?
Because
that's
Paul W.S. Anderson, the director, and Mila Jovovich, the main actress, are married. So it's literally a case of she screwed him backstage for the role.
Yes! Oh, right. Classic Hollywood. Right. Classic Hollywood
yeah, so
affair. Just classic
to
Hollywood
more
affair.
Recent one, there's going to be one more.
One more?
It.
Is that it? Really? Are they finally going to end this piece of
I want to get
Hopefully.
I want to
okay,
watch Resident Evil, but I'm not even going to bother to until it comes out on Blu-ray /DVD. / VHS.
Oh, yeah, hardcore.
Yeah.
Resident Evil 1, the movies Resident Evil, Resident Evil Apocalypse, Resident Evil Extinction, and Resident Evil Afterlife are already out on DVD, dude.
I'm talking about Resident Evil 6. Like, the newest one.
Like, that's not the newest movie, that's a game.
I thought it was a freaking movie.
The newest movie is called Retribution.
Is it?
The first one and second one were tolerable. Is this the third
I
one?
Like
I felt
the
it.
Second
I,
one just because it's just taking everything I loved about the game and
the
shafting
world,
it.
It's just the whole worldwide thing during the third one. I sort of get that. I really
you do
somewhat
realize
enjoy
that.
That.
Movie is
it's
a
just
huge ripoff of the Road Warrior.
A little bit.
It
a
is.
Little bit. And I
but
also
it has the gall to take a scene from Alfred Hitchcock's
yes,
Birds.
I'm glad someone else noticed that too.
I'm
yeah,
like,
I was really pissed off about
how
that.
How could you do this to Alfred Hitchcock?
Yeah, that's yeah. It was either influenced or incredibly
it's,
ripped.
It's totally
incredibly
ripped
off
ripped
from
off.
It. But I don't know where exactly they were taking that. I'm not sure if they were even.
The only scene in that movie I liked was when Carlos drove that truck through that horde of zombies, got it tilted,
yeah.
And then when he was dying, he just like he finds a joint and he just lights it up as he's dying. And I'm just like, that is an epic death for Carlos. Granted, Carlos in the movie is still crap, but that's because I'm all a right. big fanboy of
just,
the game.
Just to
yeah.
kick my foot in between you guys, Digital is a song by Black Sabbath.
Seriously?
On the
yes!
Awesome.
Of course, Black Sabbath had to do that.
On the Born Again album.
All right.
Born
so
Again. I'm going
to
get that.
Back to
I'm going to buy that.
Back
I'm going
to
look
games.
That up.
So let's take ourselves off of Fest that is the movie.
Yes.
So,
thank God. Okay.
And right, let's talk about the games for a minute.
Yeah.
I really love the old school games.
Yeah, no.
I miss that vibe that they had. Like, granted, I like the fact that the new one, 6, is going to have moving and shooting. So you can actually, like, move and
so
shoot.
You're not,
I'm
so
not a
you,
fan
you don't
of this.
Stop where you are
you
and then
go
aim and shoot.
Point your feet and go,
I love that,
shoot
though.
Now. No, it's
the very...
I'm going to shoot and walk.
No, man, I love standing still.
Yeah,
it
I enjoyed
the challenge.
Four it worked.
I didn't mind
the
standing still.
It
yes,
to the
four
it
did
five,
work.
It, work.
Yes,
it was
it
so
did.
Realistic.
It
how
totally worked
could...
at number 5. You know, you're getting like attacked by like 8 guys.
You're getting attacked by a horde.
Yeah, but
some of them have
some
guns.
Some of them, yeah. In number 5, I disliked the idea of them having guns.
Well,
I really disliked that.
In
it was...
6, they're basically bringing three different campaigns out. There's Leon's campaign, which plays more like 4 in a sense.
Yeah.
They're still ironing out all the bugs and stuff. Chris's, which is going to play more like 5.
Chris, was he from
he was
5
from the first
or?
Game, and he was from Code Veronica and 5.
Yeah.
Okay.
He kind of got beefed up. He's just some standard action hero, and it's
so
kind
of. So do we have a bit of a trio vibe here?
There's actually like 4 main characters that have been continuing in the series. There's,
all right, that's good.
There's Chris Redfield.
It's interesting.
Jill Valentine, Claire Redfield, and Leon S. Kennedy.
Leon's
awesome.
Yeah, and I love. And what was interesting to me on. How they took the realism to that, like trying to survive and keeping your bullets.
Yeah.
You know, keeping everything
That's
together.
That's what survival horror is.
It's
literally, you're on the skin of your teeth and you gotta go with whatever you got.
Yeah.
Get through all of this.
You have to keep finding things
I'm
all the time.
I'm making hand gestures implying that I'm shooting something.
The reason why I like a lot of horror games is because of the puzzle aspect of the game.
Oh yeah, there's puzzles in Resident Evil.
Everywhere.
As
like,
long as you got the key elements, like the thing that they've said for 6 is that it's not a survival horror game. It's a more so. Graham, you have the laptop, you look. it's not a survival horror game, though, because, well, with Chris, he's a Marine kind of guy. He goes in shooting.
Isn't Leon like a Secret Service kind of a guy?
Yeah. You know what the like one part I found awesome?
It's like an action survival horror.
Kind of like that. But
action survival horror.
But
just keep adding things in front of it, you know, like
but Leon, like the best, it's lazy. I think the coolest part of Leon's segment is that when you're opening the segment to enter the game, from what I've heard that they're planning, because in the game, Washington or whatever gets hit with the C virus, the new
the
virus
T-
or whatever.
Really? Before it was the T virus.
There's a new virus?
Yeah. They're bringing back the viruses, and I love it. But the president gets infected, and Leon has to shoot his friend, the president, in the head. It is just, like...
Fantastic writing.
It is just... Oh, I want to know what happened to Ashley. I want to see if she...
I like your hand.
If she got
there.
Infected, I will laugh so hard.
And a part of me wants her to be infected,
oh, yeah,
and the other half doesn't. It's
part of me just wants to go... Bam,
it's
that's
a scale.
Follow me around in 4, you little. You put me through all that crap. Granted, I did save the world when I did that.
It's like, follow me, get really close to the edge, and kick.
Just try not to scream when you hit the rocks below.
There's also a third campaign following a guy named Jake Mueller, who is Albert Wesker's son? I question that logic because. It's Wesker. Wesker doesn't get laid, as far as I know, or he's just too cool to get laid. He's Wesker.
Yeah, it's a C virus.
I've never heard that sentence before. You're too cool to get laid.
No, like,
Wesker is so cool. Can't get laid,
man. Wesker's just the guy.
Get away!
Who has
no, get away
this
from
look
me.
On his face, this stoic expression on his face, sunglasses, and he just has this vibe about him that says, "I don't get laid." Because I don't need to be laid to get laid. Ladies just get pregnant looking at me.
that'd be a little alarming to some people, Chris.
Yeah.
Oh.
But Wesker's dead, so.
Damn, I looked at him.
But in all seriousness, Wesker is a great villain for the series. I'm glad he's done his run. Now Ada is kind of like the villain because she's manipulating the strings. Of the new, like, the thing. And I'm just like, this is awesome. And recently, a sort of prequel movie for Leon called Resident Evil Damnation. It's an animated movie. Like, it's a CG movie.
Yeah, I heard about that. Was
there
that was any
one
good?
Before that called Degeneration. I loved it. I own it. Fantastic movie. As far as I'm concerned, it feels more like the game, true to the games, because it's, you know, made by the people who make the games.
Okay, all right, that's very good because I was really quite skeptical about that.
Yeah, it even has like the voice actor for Leon. I've seen the production for that thing. It is so cool. Like, there's a scene where he has to run on this thing that's like this. There's a cylinder thing that goes into the ground, right? And it's a big pit to contain all BOWs if they go out of control in this building. He has to run from the top of one that's one of the containment units. It's falling.
jump to another one, roll, like, just keep running, jump off another one, and just get on.
To let you guys know, he's making a lot of hand gestures when he's telling the story.
Hand gestures that you cannot see.
My favorite one.
Unless I can reach my hand to the microphone and show you.
But that'd be really... That'd be kind of creepy.
And it'd be creepy for you. If you were wearing like headphones, it'd like come through the headphone, you'd be like,
an extra scene from Grudge. Okay, keep going.
Yeah, I love Degeneration. I haven't seen Damnation yet. I plan on seeing it because it's out on the PlayStation Network, Xbox Live Arcade, video store. It's like...
It's a pretty large it's franchise, awesome. Right?
I really want to see it. But I was kind of disappointed that the only recurring character from that thing is Leon. Like, that's the only – well, and Hunnigan, but that's Hunnigan. You know, that
– Of course, that's Hunnigan.
You do know who Hunnigan is, right? The chick who contacts him while he
– Yeah.
Like, that chick.
Yeah, of course.
She's in there. But, well, she's only there as, like, you know, his boss, sort of.
I thought it was just someone that he would contact.
Yeah, it's like his – I call it his boss because she gives him his mission directives and stuff.
But that's just mission directives.
Yeah,
that's
like, but those are kind of like it's not exactly orders. They're kind of things from the president that he has to do. He's a Secret Service agent. Let's just go with it.
Just roll. All right.
But yeah, I really want to. Like, there's certain characters that don't get enough limelight in that series, but.
Oh man,
you couldn't see that, but I gave this really weird shrugging gesture.
Just said, "I don't know."
I honestly don't even know.
Yeah, we all don't know. It's a mystery today.
Like, what I don't get with franchise, like any franchise, specifically game franchises, is why don't they just use characters they've already established instead of making a bunch of new ones?
I think it. Comes like to the point of
like, in something like
storyline. I think when it comes to storyline, they want to sort of mix
like,
it up.
Use this topic thing to segue into our next topic, Silent Hill.
Actually,
Silent Hill doesn't have recurring characters. It has constant
yeah.
new characters. Resident Evil has a cast. This Silent Hill has it's like a bunch of indie films. It's just a bunch of different actors. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, it's I remember the first one, but
Alfred Hitchcock Presents. It's just a bunch of random stories in one town.
Yeah.
And it's a cursed town, obviously.
Well, he
something wrong with that town.
But the main idea what you're going for is that he uses that same town all the time.
See, the thing that I love about Silent Hill is that the town itself, every person will see it differently. Like, the monsters, everything inside of it, they'll see it differently. Like, in the first game, it was fog and rusted chain links everywhere and all that crap.
Everything changes.
Yeah, everything changes for the thing. Like, in the most recent one, Downpour, it rains, like, a lot. It's just the world starts to, like, decay and stuff, obviously, like it normally does. But
I've heard a lot of theories about that town. I've heard a lot of theories about that town. From what I got from the movie and the games, it's
the
like
movie wasn't
some
bad.
Kind. Oh, the movie was fantastic. I really enjoyed it
wasn't
actually.
A great, like it was. Wasn't a perfect adaptation. I felt it did the most justice to its source material.
Yeah,
because I can't call it an adaptation because the first game, it's basing itself around the first game, and the person who's the father is not the main character, it's the mother.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not how it's supposed to be. But
I, like
I can live with it because the movie was good enough. And that Pyramid Head scene where he has that one chick and he just
I love Pyramid
rips
Head.
Her clothes and rips her skin off. That was fantastic.
That was like the greatest, nastiest
I love that
thing
whole
in the world.
I love that whole concept that
Pyramid
that
Head.
All of these dark creatures were all the hate, all this built up hate, basically the imagination of this one little girl that was killed because the townsfolk thought she was a witch.
Yeah.
Well, I love that
first,
concept.
That's how the first story goes.
Yeah, I love that concept.
It's not really.
I know she wasn't
like,
a witch.
In the games, the girl is viewed like. Is literally the what would become an embodiment of their god.
I like that.
The embodiment of their god?
Like, they were like – you know how
– Was it a cult or
– Yeah, there was a cult.
Yeah.
It's all built – Silent Hill's original set, like the specifically one,
Well, Origins 1 and 3.
I love 1.
Yeah, 1's awesome.
I just like how they have different endings.
The first, yeah.
I love that.
That's
like,
what every whatever. One
yeah,
of
I know, but
has.
I like
but anyway,
I like the
anyway. Origins built, like, built up the cult mythos thing, and then Harry Mason finds the little girl that comes out of this whole, like, half of this demon, this child that would become this demon god thing, takes it home, raises it, and she has to go back, she gets lost in Silent Hill, number one, he goes to find her, finds out all this cult stuff, and then later that, like, after the game ends, the good ending anyway,
we'll edit
the
that
little
out.
Girl, Heather, is now Heather Mason, she goes back to Silent Hill to confront, like, her memory is really bad, like, she doesn't remember anything, but she knows her father has some connection to Silent Hill, and she has to go back. And then she faces that you know the evil child in the movie that looked like the daughter but wasn't, you know?
I think at the end of that wasn't
evil child.
Well, they were portraying her as the evil child, but really,
you know,
in retrospect,
you know,
it wasn't.
That girl who's like the other half of Heather.
Yeah.
She has to confront her. It's kind of like how in Silent Hill 2, James has to confront Pyramid Head. Because Pyramid Head is literally his mental embodiment of...
Really?
Yeah, it's an embodiment of James's dark side, everything he loathes about himself. I mean, Pyramid Head is
That's interesting.
Freaky dude. And in the game, like...
So the Pyramid Head is him, but...
Yeah, it's his... Really, it's his darks, like all of the dark parts about him that he doesn't want to admit. Like, everybody has these things. But
yeah.
Pyramid Head is a... pure embodiment because it's found out later in the game, and this is a spoiler, and I'm not
yeah.
afraid to use spoilers.
Guys, turn this off if we get to this part.
Wait, James, this game's so old, why does it matter?
I don't know. Some people may
because
have
there not. Was an HD remake that honestly I can give a crap about because
yeah.
I just want to play it. I'm just going to get the I'm going to get an original Xbox, I'm going to get Silent Hill 2, the director's cut or whatever for it and play it. Because that's
right. Knock on wood, we get a
yeah, okay. Yeah. But Pyramid Head, like, James, in the end, like, it's found out that the reason, like, James went to Silent Hill because he got a letter from his dead wife, who he thought...
That is unsettling.
His mental processing, because of what happened, he automatically said in his mind to, like, get rid of some inner trauma, because he killed his wife.
Because was it an accident or
no? He intentionally killed his wife because she had cancer, and he wanted to. But it was like one of those kinds that was just it wasn't. Terminal.
He wanted to set her free
he
a little
to
bit,
end
or
her suffering.
Okay,
and he feels guilty. That's what Pyramid Head is. It's an embodiment of his guilt and his inner doubts and all of his stuff. And Pyramid Head is really, really messed up because in that game, like if you find there's scenes in the game where you find Pyramid Head literally and. For the lack of a better term, he is raping a dead body. Pyramid Head is a monster, and the worst part is you don't see his face. That's what makes him so great. He has this lugging thing over a head. You can't see his actual head, so you don't know if he's a man or if he's something else. And that big blade that he has there, you obviously.
Oh yeah, I'm looking at a picture of Pyramid
the
Head.
Blade, he has to. It's so big. He has to lug it around. He just like very slow. I love Pyramid Head.
No, he seems like a very solid and original character.
The butcher.
I swear they may have.
They used him in the movie.
They
yeah.
used Pyramid. Obviously, they used Pyramid Head in the movie. But a part of me is thinking, did they ever use him, or at least copyright him in a sense of, a scene from. The new one of the new Resident Evil films.
You're thinking of the executioner kind of guy from 5.
Because I swear he looked a little bit like
Pyramid Head too, and it's kind of cheapens the character.
Yeah,
monster, but
a little bit because I remember seeing
it.
Remember
that thing can still be shot in the head with a coin gun in the movie.
What?
How
can
you
the
shoot
hell?
Quarters out of a shotgun?
I don't know.
Sounds really.
It's I don't make them. Yeah, dude, it's a horrible film. Horrible. She lands a plane on the fucking
yeah, that movie,
roof.
I swear to God, if you took out all that slow-mo, the movie would only be about 40 minutes.
Are you serious? Yeah. It seems short. It seems short. It was just this one event in this one small little part of the city. And then on the boat, and when they finally arrive on the boat and find out what's there, the movie ends. And then you gotta wait for the next one to come out. Well,
is just a mess.
Terrible.
But
I mean, I'm thinking, what happened to the army of her? She found this giant army of all of her copies of all of her from the third one. I know. Why did they have to get rid of all that?
Because
all that potential storyline.
People were bitching and moaning about the fact that she had superpowers and clones.
Oh. Here,
this is the picture.
He looks like a mini pyramid head.
Yeah.
Is that the guy from Resident?
That's Butcher.
Another Silent Hill.
That's
character.
Like the equivalent of Pyramid Head. There's Pyramid that's from Head, Silent Butcher, Hill. And like the bogeyman.
Who's the Butcher from exactly? Butcher. Is like who's the embodiment of that, or is it just another character to use?
He's just there. Yeah, because
like the trucker guy Travis has no real dark side. He's just a trucker.
Because what Harry is like Pyramid Head is with Harry, right?
It's literally an embodiment of his.
We emphasize that.
Butcher is Travis, and then there's the bogeyman who is, I don't know what guy.
Oh, I know that one. That's the guy from.
Yeah,
Murphy from. Downpour.
Looks like he's got a sludge hammer, yeah. And
you
he's wearing
need
like
to
a rain.
Him in Downpour, you get the bad ending. It's so awesome.
It looks like he's wearing a gas mask. He's got a sludge hammer. Does it look like a sludge hammer?
Yeah,
he's got some kind of.
It's a big cinder block on a big pole.
He's got rubber gloves, and what is that? A raincoat?
It's a trench coat.
Looks pretty freaky.
He's pretty awesome.
Boogeyman.
The boogeyman.
And he's just one of those characters who are there as.
You get to actually play as him for a brief period of time.
Oh,
that's awesome.
Yeah. How many Silent Hill games are there exactly now?
Four.
Because I remember
there's more than four. There's 1, 2, 3, 4. Origins.
I remember playing a game called Homecoming. Was that good?
Downpour.
That was good.
Then there's Shattered Memories, which is a weird remake of the first one, or reimagining. And there's a new one, Book of Memories, but I don't even know anything about that one. I don't really care. Because it's not part of the main series. It's a spinoff.
Damn spinoffs.
We have to end this session.
Did
you wait before we could.
Unplug
one of us?
No, not yet. All right, we got to end this session.
End
so, Graham, I'll see you in 9 months.
I'll see you in 9 months.
And we'll flick off, all right? See you guys.
Bye.